Yo, man, I can't believe what just happened.
What? What's up, nigga? Why you look so sad?
Yo, I was at Bramley getting some bourbon chicken, right?
Yeah.
And I seen the baddest chick walk by. Mm-hmm. Now, she wasn't no basic or average chick, man. Like, she was beautiful, son. I was trying to get to know her right then, right there. You feel me?
Okay, okay.
But then I'm like, I'm in this bourbon chicken line. Son, I left that for her.
But the bourbon chicken line?
I know. Check it out. I come up to her, and I get her attention by saying some Romeo shit, bro.
Oh, shit.
I tell her she looks beautiful, and I said, I don't mean to be disrespectful if you have a man, but if you were my girl, I'd treat you right. Have a nice day. You know I had to give her my special moves, man. Ain't no girl gonna let me go after that. You feel me? They about to call me back on some take my number type shit. Son,
yeah.
She looked at me with a mean mug and said, ew, nigga, move. You thirsty.
Ah, oh, shit. The thirsty line, huh? Yo, let me tell you something about women calling men thirsty. These bitches is followers, okay? They don't know what the fuck they talking about. They're gonna repeat whatever the fuck they see on Instagram. One hoe start calling nigga alligator seasoning, all these hoes gonna start calling these niggas alligator seasoning because they followers. Thirsty bitch, your foot thirsty. Nigga motherfucker just absorb all the lotion within 6 feet. Bitch thirsty ass foot is like a black hole for lotion. Like a sponge from the depths of hell, my nigga. Bitch, it's like niggas can't even be comfortable admitting that they're dehydrated and in need of some fluids because they're afraid of being thirsty. Motherfucker needs to stop.